If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
So, yeah, it's that time of the season. And, we're just trying, doing our best to protect you as our listeners. Because once the listeners are happy, the radio station thrives. When the listeners are not happy, we suffer.
Indeed.
So, we always have your back. That's why today, we are focusing on scams. How to protect yourself from festive season fraud and scams. Like I said earlier on, always been, almost been a victim of scams. But I'll do that later. We'll let Guman's pants take care of make it make sense.
Wow. I'm respected out there.
Water boy, go.
Run with me.
Wow. On a very serious note, yes, it's that time of the year. In fact, I think today's referred to as Cyber Security Mondays, and it comes typically after Black Friday, which is what we saw in the weekend gone by. And everybody thinks this conversation is not for them until you become a victim of cybercrime. And it can happen to anybody because of how sophisticated it's getting. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts. Bring in our guest, Chris Boxall. I hope I pronounced your surname correctly there, Chris. Head of Card Transact Industry and Fraud Detection at FNB. Welcome to Drive 959.
Thank you very much for having me, and good afternoon to everyone.
Great to have you on board. So let's start with just, I suppose, the frequently asked questions. What are some of the most common ways that unsuspecting customers are caught off guard during the festive season?
Sure. So I think let's start with some of the basic ones. First, which is your SARS scam or even your courier scam. These generally take place by sending an email or an SMS to you. They generally do it during something like, tax months where you're providing your tax revisions, or when you've ordered something online. They generally spam you with these SMSs saying your order's stuck at customs or your order needs an additional penalty fee, and they'll provide you with a link asking you to go to the link, put in your card details, and then thereafter make payment. But what they're actually doing is they're using this link as a method of getting your card data, and then you provide it to them because you're under duress, you want to sort out your tax or you want to get your delivery, so you don't notice that the number's not attached to the company or that the website that you're on is spelt incorrectly in some way. You fill in your card details, and what the fraudsters then do is they take your card number, expiry, and your CVV, and they go off on their merry way and they attempt to do purchases online at various other merchants or to buy credits on various sites, which we've also seen as a rising fad at the moment. Maybe one or two others. The pretending to be a bank fraud call center is also one of the main ones, where we'll hear that a customer is being called. The people that are speaking to them act as a bank. They've got background music like a bank. They give employee IDs and the likes like a bank, and they request the customer to divulge their card information, and then make it away with that card information and go spend. And then I think the last one, which is very prevalent on a Black Friday and a Cyber Monday, is those of fake websites. So fake websites, generally not apps, because apps have to be certified on the Play Stores and Apple Stores. But for websites, they can set these websites up very easily, and they can very quickly mimic legitimate merchants in the market. So if you think about the big retailers that you spend on today, they can very quickly make a site that looks exactly like it with the same checkout process. Again, you can tell by looking at the address or the URL that you've entered or you're visiting that it's spelt incorrectly. The site may be unsecured or unencrypted, which you can also see at the header on your internet browser. And they're basically getting you to select a bunch of items, put them into a cart. They'll tell you that your delivery is on the way, and in the background, they've actually taken your card details to be used elsewhere.
Goodness gracious me. It sounds like, Chris, we should never do anything online, which is obviously extreme. But in many instances, if you do find yourself falling victim to any of these sophisticated scams, panic seeps in and people don't actually know what to do first. What's your advice around where to begin once you realize your card has been cloned or these details are falling into the wrong hands?
Sure. I think just on your previous statement, is it's perfectly fine to use your card details as long as you're using it with a trusted cite, you know, a trusted merchant and the likes that you've used before, and you've checked them online. But generally what happens is people like to try out a merchant for the first time, an amazing deal that just can't be true on a Black Friday, and that's when it all goes wrong. But what you should do first in that regard is go onto your app or your online banking, call the bank if need be, but rather do it yourself very quickly and go cancel that card, or at least put a temporary block on it until you can confirm the fraud. I think in general, a lot of people see an unknown transaction and immediately jump to fraud. Sometimes putting a temp block in place just for yourself to go and double check if it is fraud or not, or a family member using the card, a delayed transaction hitting your account. That's step one, is just make sure it is fraud, and then contact us through the bank and through the app or via contact center, and then actually report the fraud that you've seen so that we can go and block your account, replace your card if necessary, depending on the type of fraud, and then go investigate to see how we can get your funds back if we can.
Sure. Yeah. All very important advice indeed. I wonder if, okay, Glenn seems to have a quick question.
No, I don't have a question.
Okay.
I've got a statement. Are you done with your guest?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Very quickly, Chris. In many instances, people will want to look to their banks for assistance, at the very least to get the money back. How often can that actually happen?
Sure. So it's very dependent on the type of fraud and whether the customer has approved the transaction in question, i.e. given permission for the funds to be debited. So if that is the case, then generally we go and investigate if we can get the funds back. Where they have not authenticated the customer in the middle of the transaction, we can go and get those funds back from the merchant because it's unauthenticated and basically, the merchant had no right to take it in the first place. It's a very interesting time where we have to allow ease and single-click processing to make sure a customer's life isn't encumbered when they're trying to do checkout. At the same time, we've got to have very sophisticated fraud systems on the back end to make sure you're safe. So treat any transaction as if it were cash. You know, would you spend your cash at an unknown merchant or an unknown person? Would you approve it? Would you authenticate giving it to others if it's your first time meeting them? No, you wouldn't. So protect your card details and your funds in the same way you would cash. And then the last thing I just want to add is virtual cards. So virtual cards and their changing card numbers or the changing CVV make it a lot more difficult for fraudsters to use that information again. So one of the things we do punt is to say, please use a virtual card where you can for e-commerce spend. Because the CVV changes, it makes those card numbers only valid for a certain amount of time, as opposed to a physical card where we've actually got to make sure that the card is removed from market, we've got to cancel it on the systems, and it takes us a few days to get you a new one.
Loud and clear, Chris Boxall, thanks very much indeed for speaking to us. Chris is the head of Card Transact Industry and Fraud Detection at FNB.
So I was going to say, one of the probably one of the best scams that happened a while ago happened to a neighbor of mine, because we know that people love wine and chocolate.
Mm. Yeah.
So this guy delivers a bottle of wine and chocolate to this family. I don't know where he said it came from, right? Once they take delivery, he says, no, you just need to pay for the transportation. And I think it was about maybe 20 rand or something.
Okay.
But he had a machine.
Okay.
Right? So the husband, she uses her husband's card to swipe. It's just 20 rand or something. 2 hours later, 30,000 rand.
No, Glenn.
Well, I'm telling you a true story.
Goodness.
30,000 rand out of his account. What do you do?
So they were actually cloning the card when they were swiping.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
But 30K for a bottle of wine.
Goodness, yeah.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
And
that guy insisted, no, we don't take cash.
Mm.
We don't take cash.
Mm.
I've got a machine.
Wow. So did you pray there?
Yeah, I know.
They come up to your doorstep to swipe. They're not worried if you've got CCTV cameras. Mm. They don't care.
No.
They don't care if you might have, you might be recording them. What they know is that they are walking away with your 30,000. That's 100%. All they know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, how to protect yourself from festive season fraud and scams. So yesterday, on my way to a gig, right, a message comes through on my phone. And because I know I've got 3 gigs already. I don't know about the 4th gig. So I get a message from someone saying, good evening, Glenn. It's Lady D from Moonlight.
Okay.
I think Moonlight is a club. Okay. Maybe in Mpumalang, I don't know. And then there's a message that is, so this person tries to call me, I don't answer, because I'm horrible when it comes to answering the phone. There's a message that is forwarded saying, "Hi, Em, there's a problem with not sure what's happening but not moving. Please advise the clients at Moonlight. I'm sorry for the last minute notice, but won't make it in time. I'll do an alternative date that can accommodate all parties." Right? I'm what? Like, what's going on here? I don't know. I've never heard of Moonlight. So this morning, then I get a message from a friend of mine who's based in Mpumalanga, actually in Middelburg. His name is Crazy G. So he sends me a message this morning saying, "Hola, Mr. Glenn, trust you good. I think there's someone scamming people with your brand." And of course, the very same message that I got from this person appears on Crazy G's line timeline, saying there's a problem with my car, blah, 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 blah. There's also an invoice, and they've got my details right, and the details of the person who does my diary right, and the amount of money that they've invoiced. So someone trying to scam me. And you remember 2 weeks ago, I told you about the guy who was pretending to be Laduma from Amaxhosa, saying he wants to dress me. And I like ignored him 100%.
Oh my word. You know these scams, man? They're also so real.
Yes,
they are. They're so realistic. And I think that the word that I sophisticated. I was browsing through Black Friday, and I see Galaxy Boy has got like a 50%.
Yes,
slash.
Yes.
But the URL doesn't say Galaxy Boy.
Mm.
I'm like, what is happening?
Alex.
But I don't even know what it says. So I go through, I'm like, 160. So I do their URL. I go to galaxyboy.co.za. There's no such thing happening.
Exactly.
Guys, they copied even the landing page. Yeah, I was shook because I was like, oh, let me buy my son's stuff. Oh,
yeah.
You have to be extra careful and now.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be, like, for instance, I don't have an account at ABSA.
But you get a message.
NetBank, but I get messages, yeah, please update your whatever. Yeah. I'm like, actually, I don't. Clearly, it's a scam. And these messages, people don't give up. They send them every day without giving up. So please do be careful. Be careful out there. There are sharks out there. Give festive season. Other children want to eat your hard earned money. We've got some voice notes.
Shabumu don't ask you. I got a little bit of like it looks like I'm protected. And I'm going with ATM. I want ATM. I'm throwing in with ATM. ATM Nama. If only a report, it's Protiatlin. It's a Kahis. It's Dobsonville Mall. But busy, Malam. I a kish.
Luckily enough, in my Gauteng card, I already had funds. Hambe, get to Pretoria, Montana, go to straight to Standard Bank instead of going home. Mang figa dapa. Ngiti mine senyi scheme webo ma 25,000 rand. Withdraw, I think 10. My limit was there, like 10 by then. Lele nyagwa spend you away even. No, actually it was more than 25,000 rand.
Number one shop ika Friday. The total spot online. This running shoes, running sneakers. The Spanish sneaker, it was $4.99 and about 90% discount. And then if you buy two, they add 10%. And then the sneaker that I wanted, Adidas, like Boma 5K. But then this, I didn't trust it. And then Togo Riders, so go Total Sport, Mall of the South, so go up on that website. But this one, you don't know it. And if you don't have this one, just scam.
That's why now my limit is so low, ne? Limit is very low.
Yeah, withdraw.
It's low because of that.
I must actually change it because I actually don't withdraw that much.
Yeah.
I never have.
And even I never carry cash. You know that.
I also never carry cash.
I never carry cash.
Even when a person wants cash, I would rather e-wallet them.
Yeah.
So actually, I must just be at the lowest because I actually don't use.
I promise you, I think my limit is around 2,000.
Yeah.
That's it because I don't need a whole lot of money. You know, my limit is down there. I remember one day when I got scammed, money was being taken from my credit card. I'm going to a gig. Banks are closed. I'm on the road. I can see money coming out of my account. 2,000. Someone is buying. 1,000. 1,005.
Puppies.
Fortunately, I got a call from the bank and I canceled the card. That's the reason why I never use my debit card. I use the credit card. You know why? Because the money belongs to the bank. Yeah, it's a true story.
They will fight harder to get it back.
100%. So I never use my... I never use my debit card. I use the credit card because I believe that the money belongs to the bank. Should anything happen, the bank is going to fight. I never use my debit card to buy stuff.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yo, Mina, a few years ago, I was scammed by, you know, this U-Count reward, but it wasn't even, it was a scam. So they sent me a link and they said, oh, you've got rewards and don't need to claim, click here. But give me, it clicked, but I just got the card. So how can I have rewards already when I haven't? I went and I clicked. Did they not access my banking? Then it was internet banking. They accessed, they took money from my savings account to my check account and they sent themselves e-wallet. I actually watched my money going in and out, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Actually, no one is immune to card fraud. Anyone can be a victim. So all you need to do with card fraud, you just need to be fast enough to report it. And the most dangerous one is the new one. Digital fraud. You include the new method of payment, which is instant EFT. That one, chalete gone. Yeah, with a blink of an eye.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.